You're listening to Opulent Network Radio on WOPN 1011, Atlanta, Georgia. Each one, teach one, love one. Helping others help themselves.
Hello, 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 everyone. Sorry, we're still just getting set up here, so give me a quick moment. All right, so we're still here. We are here. Welcome. It's Motivational Monday with Naomi Love. I'm so excited. I'm so happy to have you here, so thank you so much for being here. And this week's topic, tonight's topic is the Black Dollar number two. Topic number two. So we will be talking about that tonight. Last week, we talked about the Black Dollar. We talked about a lot of the things that, you know, are issues in the community or things that impact the way that we view our money as a race and the relationship that we have money. So that's what we'll be talking about again tonight. But tonight, instead of just talking about the issues, we will be focusing on the solutions. So make sure that you get our pen and paper. Make sure that you are just ready to share what you think. Share your thoughts, and we'll get started in a minute. Of course, you know that. You know, Motivational Monday starts at 9 o'clock and, you know, topic starts at 9:03 and we are off the show around 9:45, 10 o'clock at the latest. And that's just because this year we are still focusing on being prompt. We are focusing on We are focusing on getting the job done, working efficiently, and, you know, that's just where we want to be. So that's what we're going to focus on. And so I'm watching the studio, I'm watching the sessions, and as you guys call in, I'll just be opening up the lines for you so that we can have a wonderful conversation tonight. So I'm going to give you all a minute, and that will be that. I will return. I shall return. All right, guys. So we are here. We're talking about the Black Dollar number two, and I've already given you that rundown. But last week, like I said, we talked about a lot of the issues that we face within this community. So if you missed it last week, you can always visit. Let me give you our link. You can always visit blogtalkradio.com, and you can insert the show. The show is Opulent Network, One Opulent Network Radio, or Motivational Monday with Naomi Love. You can just search the show, and it will come up, and you can just listen to any of the shows that you've missed. And if you do Opulent Network, then you can catch the show Wednesday's Wisdom. You can catch Thoughtful Thursday. You can catch the old episodes of of Dr. Navigator's show, Love to the Line. And again, like I said, you can catch any show that you have missed from Motivational Monday. So I'm really excited to get this conversation started again. Tonight's topic is the Black Dollar Part 2, and tonight we're focusing on solutions. So caller 5517, right now we're doing a caller check-in, caller 5517, if you would like to just check in and say, hey, where you're from, or what, you know, what are you thinking, what do you think of some solutions that we can apply to the community to fix our issues with the Black Dollar, I would love to hear what you have to say. But if you don't want to speak, just feel free to not speak. But we'll be calling on a few of you throughout the show just to hear what you think. I'm going to do this. It's so funny to me. I actually, tonight is inspiring another topic
that will come up in the show. And I think that topic will be about passion, just passion. And, yeah, just doing things from the heart. So with that being said, for those of you who would like to speak, please press 1 on your phone. And what that does is just shows me that you are in the queue. So what I'll do is open your line, and I usually just open up all the lines anyway, so that way everyone is here and everyone is free to speak when they need to. But with that being said, let's just go ahead and get into the show. But at this point, all lines are open, so if you have the need to speak on anything, just feel free to speak. The Black Dollar Part 2, a solution to the Black Dollar. Something that really struck me, I just want to bring this up, something that really struck me about last week's show was the pillars that Dr. Navigator gave about the Black Panther Party. And, you know, and I admire that so much, because the Black Panther Party, the pillars that they stood for were truly about the empowerment and the uplifting of the Black community. And it was for the uplifting of the Black community, but also the uplifting of yourself, you know, as a Black person. So, you know, I admire that, you know, because in order to be a part of that, in order to have been a part of that organization, you just had to be able to see in the future. You just had to be able to just live. You just had to be able to live a life that was dedicated to a better future. And, you know, like I said, I would love for that to just be a topic, you know, doing things out of passion, living in the future, being able to see the life and live the life that you dream of every single day, being the person that you want to be every single day. And, you know, that's really what Motivational Monday is about, you know. I know that this is I'm going a little off topic now at this point, but Motivational Monday started because I have always just been very drawn to self-help, motivational things, because, you know, just my personal struggles. And so, you know, in that moment, I just said, you know, when Miss Elaine brought it to me, I had heard Dr. Navigator's show, and you know, I was like, wow, this is fun, you know, to sit here and listen and talk. And I couldn't always speak, but when I did, you know, what I had to say was received well and it was appreciated. And, you know, I always just really enjoyed that aspect of it. And for the most part, you know, when she brought it to me, the first thing I thought about was Motivational Monday, just because that was just something that I was passionate about, not even was, something that I am passionate about. And I just hope that I can continue to do it. I hope that I can continue to share. And, you know, I'm talking about this because it's just important to think of the Black Panther Party and what they stood for. It's just important to always put your best foot forward. And, you know, sometimes I think of not doing the show anymore because life gets hectic. You know, life gets hectic. We don't market these shows the way that we should. We, you know, sometimes you never know, am I doing something because of the passion, or, you know, what is it that I'm being, is God telling me to do this? Like, what is it? But when I think about that, why Motivational Monday started, and I think about the Black Panther Party and what they, you know, to me it just kind of solidifies to me that, you know, you have to have something to stand for in this life. You have to be able to stand up for something. You have to be able to put your best foot forward for something. You know, you have to give your all for something. And And in their case, they were giving their all for the protection of the black person, man, woman, child, you know, for the black being. So, yeah, let's get back on topic. But that was just a quick moment that I had. Anyway, so we were talking about the black dollar and the solutions to the issues that we gave last week. So, Dr. Navigator, are you on the line tonight? And you guys, let me know if you cannot hear me.
Yes, ma'am, I'm here.
Hey, sorry,
hey,
I was
doing?
Going on a little rant there.
Well, it's okay. Give them the businesses.
So, how you been doing tonight?
Oh, I'm fine. I am fine. I'm happy to be here. I'm glad about the topic.
Well, great. Let's dive into it. So, again, like I said, so tonight's topic is about the solutions that we proposed, or solutions for the issues that we proposed last week. And we talked about a lot of heavy things, right? So let's see, Dr. Navigator, if you want to start, you can. I'm working on the board right now, opening up the lines. If I hear background noise, I'll just cut you off. And if you want to speak, you can just press one. So We talked about the relationship with money that black people, you know, seem to struggle with, you know, saving. That was one of the big things that we talked about, or one of the things that stuck out for me the most, was just saving and how, you know, at one point in time, you know, black people did not trust banks. They did not trust, you know, they don't trust financial institutions. So saving money was putting it in your dresser drawer. It was putting it under the mattress, you know. But there are, and even for wealthy black people, the research shows that, you know, their investments are lower risk, you know. So even once you make money, it's kind of like there's this thing where it's like I'm making money and I got to hold on to it. And that's lower risk investments compared to white counterparts, where the white counterparts are making high risk investments, and high risk yields high rewards. You know, so they're making more money. There are different types of savings accounts that you can put your money in, and your money will increase over time. And I actually had that first experience with a bank account when I was in college, and I it was a very low increase rate, but if I kept a certain amount of money in this savings account, the money would grow over time. And I think I actually earned like a penny. I think I checked that account and there was like, just say there was $100 in there. And then I checked the account and there was like $100.01, you know, like they had increased. I had earned a penny for the $100 that I had left in there or something like that. But, you know, I don't remember the exact amount that I had earned the penny on, but there was a penny. There was an extra penny in there. And I was like, oh, okay. But, you know, there are things like that out there. So, Dr. Navigator, what is something that you have seen or a solution that, you know, you can propose to some of the issues that we talked about last week?
First and foremost, love to the line.
Love.
Last week, we spoke on something that what I found to be disturbing was the circulation of a black dollar compared to the circulation of the dollar and other, you know, ethnic races. It was only for 6 hours that we learned last week that a dollar circulates in the black community. Yet we found out last week that, you know, in black community, black people in general, even, you know, Minister Farrakhan came up with this, you know, this analysis, that $3.3 billion is spent on tobacco, $3 billion is spent on whiskey, wine, and beer, And, you know, we went on to learn that $10 billion was spent on guilt and $3.1 billion was, you know, spent on guilt, I mean, on leisure time and spending, and health care was $23.6 billion. And we're talking about billions of dollars. When you ask the average, you know, black person, black family, black community about billions, you know, you get looked upon with a strange look, like, you know, what are you talking about? Seriously, you know, Oprah don't live here. You know, you're literally talking about billions. But then, you know, we learned last week that there are approximately 21 black-owned black banks with assets totaling approximately $4.7 billion that only about 0.43%, you know, percent of black America, that means $1.1 trillion, is in buying power. So I took the, you know, the intel that we learned last week, and I summed it all up to something that, you know, Sister Lane taught me about, propaganda. You know, the image, the what they project out there, what do they put out there for us to learn? We have all come to the agreement on Optical Network and throughout, you know, our, you know, country, that the social media, the media itself, period, is how we advertise. Well, the media is how, what, we learn about things. You know, you look at commercials, you look at videos, you look at, you know, basketball games, you go to football games, you know, you look at the news, you look at, you know, CNN, you look at all these, you read the newspapers, you know, you listen to the radio, and you only get to hear what the big businesses want you to hear. Well, I thought about some. I said, well, we got billions of dollars that we spend on, you know, things such as alcohol and, you know, insurance and all these different things, all going to back to another community. I'm gonna say it, the white community. Why don't we come together and say, just stop for 1 second and say, I got my income tag and I'm gonna get me a new car, which, you know, you're gonna be able to get the car off the lot and get your income tax in January. We'll be repossessing it by April because you done ran out of money. You can't pay your notes no more. You look good for 3 months. You get your income tax, you go buy a brand new TV. You get your income tax, you go buy something that's going to be no good to you by the time you get your new income tax, which is going to take you a whole year. Why don't we come together and say, hey, let's do what the Big Six did. Now, I'm going to speak about the Big Six today because if we did the same thing and it don't cost you nothing, you can get your Facebook page or Twitter page and advertise, you know, Miss Lane taxes. She have her own tax company. You just advertise it on there. And that gives her opportunity so someone else can, you know about her company. Well, Miss Naomi, she owns a cleaning company. You advertise it. You know, Dr. Navigator owns a lawn service. You advertise it. Well, that will give you opportunity for people to see about other black businesses. Now, you may not even think this works because we are so skeptical of each other as being black. You know, black man trying to sell your toaster, you don't want to buy it because, you know, the automatic feel like it's stolen. Another, you know, race come to you and knock on your door and ask you to buy a toaster, and, you know, it toasts on one side and it'll put butter on the other and you'll buy it right then. Because we're so skeptical of each other. You know, out of all races, we hate being black. We complain, steady complaining. Been here since 1619. The only race in America that always stresses racism. Racism, that's racism, that's racism. Yet and still, we don't do nothing to combat racism within our own self. We are more racist towards ourselves, towards our own community, towards our own people than anybody else could happen to be. Ku Klux Klan don't have to march and kill no more. We do it for them now. Yet and still, we continue to complain. Yet and still, we don't do anything to combat our own habits, our own characteristics, our own deteriorating traits. Well, I'm going to tell you about corporations, the Big Six. Corporations control 90% of the media in America. I said 90%. GE, they don't even own, you know, NBC or any media anymore. Yet and still, they took it and they turned it to Comcast. Well, they own NBC, Universal Pictures, Focus Features, New Corporation. They own Fox, Wall Street Journal, New York Best New York Post, the Disney. They own ABC, ESPN, Plexer, Mermax, Mars Studio, Viacom. They own MTV, Nick Jr., BET, CMT, Paramount Pictures, Time Warner. They own CNN, ABC, Time, Warner Brothers, CBS. They own Showtime, Smithsonian Channel, NFL.com, Jeopardy, and 60 Minutes, radios. Clear Channel owns 1,200 stations. See the Big Six? They own 70% of all your cable. So the chances are great that you're being subjected to something owned by these six corporations. They have come together and they have monopolized what we get to see as American people, meaning that they also come together and say what we have the opportunity to see in order to advertise what you want to buy, what's more presentable, you know, what's going to appease the American people. And you put that out there. But we as the black people, and I say black people because none of the corporation I just told you about is owned by anybody black. As I told you, did you hear me not say BET? That's just a notable property of the parenting company, which is Viacom. Meaning that they have sold majority of their right to another company that tells them what to project. So if we took this same ideology, we took this same mindset on a smaller scale and say, hey, let's open up a page just to advertise black businesses, meaning that we will have the opportunity for people to see what will actually aid and assist our businesses, meaning that the dollar will not only circulate for 6 hours, maybe they have an opportunity to circulate for one day. And I'm going to leave it with that, and I'll be back to showing you shortly. But that's love to the line.
No, I appreciate what you're saying. Of course, bringing awareness to the topic again, letting us know. And it's so funny because even the BET, what you were just saying, the fact that we think we own something, but really we don't. You know, that's a major downer. You know, and even then, when we watch BET or when we watch shows with black people on them, and I'm just talking about TV because that was the last thing that you said, and all these things just came to mind. You know, we don't see good representation. You know, we don't see good representation of our people, and you know, and it just fosters. It continues to foster the behavior of investing into things that do not uplift the community. And all the things that you mentioned, you know, putting money into fashion or fashionable things that make those parent companies profitable, putting money into shoes. So when I say that, I mean shoes, you know, the Jordans and the, you know, shopping all at these all places, Gucci and Prada and, you know, these things that are not owned by us. But then going to, and I think I said this on our last show, but then going to your mother, or not your mother, but maybe your sister or your church deaconess, you know, someone who makes clothing, makes custom clothing, and you want it done for cheap. You know, you want the family discount. You know, a family member of mine released a book recently, and the first thing that one of the family members said was, "What's the family discount? How much is the family discount?" And you know, I kind of looked at that person a little sideways, like, you know, maybe it was a joke, but if LeBron James came in here and said, hey, I just wrote a book and I want you all to buy it, would you ask him for the family discount? If Bill Clinton walked in here and said, I just wrote a book, would you ask him for the discount? Jordan said here are these Jordans here I'm selling. Would you ask him for the family discount? No, you would pay him the full $300. Get yourself a pair, your girlfriend a pair, and your baby a pair, you know? So that's what those things that Dr. Navigator said reminded me of. You know, just how we, like you said, you know, if I own a cleaning business and, you know, this person owns a car detailing business and this person, you know, we don't want to sow back into our communities. And a lot of the things that we talked about on this past month, because February was, of course, the Black History, and we started these segments in February. But, you know, we first talked about education and why our education system is not what it should be, why our education system does not truly support our children, and it's because we don't put money into our education system. A lot of us think that education is free, and education is not free. Education is not free. It costs money to get your children new books. It costs money to get every child in the school an iPad. It costs money to put good books in the library for them to read. It costs money to take them on field trips. It costs money for it costs money for them to have good hot lunches. Those things cost money, and how do we sow? We put that into our community. We put that into our property, right? We put that into the businesses that are in the community. Here is another statistic, or not statistic, but fact. Here's another fact. Black business owners employ black people. Second to the government. But second to the government, a black business will hire you before any other racist business out here. A black-owned business will hire you. And that means that they have created a job for you. So selling into a black business allows that black business to grow. A black business growing means that this black business now needs more employees. More employees means that there are jobs being created. It brings a sense of togetherness, but it also brings just increases the amount of money that's flowing through the community, which is what Dr. Navigator started off by saying. It increases the amount of time that the dollar stays within the community, because you are staying, okay, you're living in, I don't know, you're living in Union City, you're living in College Park, right? You go up the street to the black-owned gas station, or, no, let's not say gas, okay, you go to the food place, okay? You go to the food place up the street, own a small black business, small black eatery. You go there and you spend your money there, right? When you walk in there, who do you see? You see a black woman or a black man taking your order. You receive a service from a black woman or a black man. You see black people in the kitchen cooking, right? Guess what? Those black people also live in that community, in your community. So you're going to this black business, you're going to this black business and you are giving them your money, and you're supporting your community. And so that's what we are trying to encourage. We're trying to encourage unity. Before we continue, we have about 15 more minutes on the air tonight. But before we continue, is there anyone on the line who wants to share what they think about sowing back into the community? And before we go, actually, I wanna give you some true facts on what it means to truly support your community, because we need to know how these things work, and I believe that that's the essential issue as well. We don't really know how it works. So someone else take over. All the lines are open, and I'll be back in a minute with some good information.
Okay. The reason I bought the intel that I bought tonight, because there are several different corporations. I'm talking about Walmart, great businesses that have came together, and they have you know, united and formulated a coalition where they control a mass part of billions and billions and trillions of dollars. And they have found a new commodity. Their commodity is they invest in prison. Bob Barker, not the one that was Price is Right, the founder of a cosmetic product for making soap and different things of that nature, Dior, that contribute to prison, private prison. They are put into these private prisons and have generated the son, who is now over the business, say that he makes so much money that he can't even count it. His father first started it out as a charity thing to give to, you know, prisons, you know, help the inmates. Well, the son realized that he can make so much money that he can't even count it no more. But they have came together and they have used prisons, inmates, your families, other people's families, as a commodity. Yet and still, all these businesses is owned by one race. The ideology came to me because when I told you about the Big Six with the media consolidation, why can't we do the same thing? Why can't we not show a unity amongst ourselves to say the same advertising, the same projection that is gave to the masses, why don't we generate it ourselves? Oprah got her own network. Guess what? She sold a majority to another company. You know, she became a billionaire. That's a move. But when they're talking about the dollars circulating in the black community, which is the topic of tonight's show, what good is that did for us? Okay, Oprah is not in your community tonight shopping. Her network is generating more money, but not in your community. Yet it's still, you're watching her network in your community. See, that's on a higher scale, but yet it's still, there's not a higher or lower scale when you're talking about the uplifting of a people. We can come together and we can actually make this up, even with just a Facebook page. Just make up a Facebook page and say, you know, Black Enterprise. That's going to be the name of it. And the only thing that you advertise here is businesses from black people. See, people respect employers. Not employees. The one who owns the business is the one that's going to the convention. You're just a servant. We can actually come up with our own network and say, hey, we're just going to advertise. It's not racist. It can be racist. I just told you about six businesses that own, that they have, you know, own 90% of the media that's put out there. They ain't about to say they were racist. I just told you about these corporations that came together that using, you know, prison, which is, you know, generated by 85% of minorities, as their way of making income. Ain't nobody screaming that they're racist. So why are we so afraid to come together and unite and saying that, hey, people don't think we're racist? We're so afraid of disrespecting others that we continue to disrespect ourselves. Yet and still we continue to complain about why we can't come out of poverty. And I'm going to leave it at that because I can go on and on about this. I'm just saying that we can come together, we can project the proper, you know, advertising for people to have black businesses so other people can learn about them. Show what, you know, Ms. Lane do with her tax company. You know, project, you know, how good she did this year. What she got back for you. How did her business prosper? How did it, you know, excel? So people can see this and say, hey, I want to do my business with her instead of going to H&R Block. And that's love to the line. Ms. Naomi?
So I'm just here really trying to pinpoint ways that we could actually put more money into the community. And one of the main ways I see is just supporting black business. That's the biggest thing that I see in putting your money in a black bank or just putting a money in a bank that's in your community, which will help the banks stay open in the community. And it's so funny because, well, it's not funny. Let me stop saying that. It's not funny, but I'm looking up the Citizens Trust Bank because I believe that it's a, okay, their mission statement says this, promoting financial stability in distressed minority communities of Georgia and Alabama. So their whole mission is about being able to help minority communities. And I believe that Citizens Trust Bank is a black-owned bank, and it was one of those banks that was on that list that came out for everyone to, you know, to start going and putting their money into these banks. Unfortunately, okay, so, you know, this was back in 2016. So they got, and back in 2016 when, you know, a lot of the police and black men issues started or escalated to a certain point, a lot of people opened accounts at Citizens Trust Bank. And from what I'm seeing, there are mixed reviews on their experiences with them. However, when I look at the bank, they have this employee picture here. It's a public picture. They have a picture of all their employees. The person standing out front as the manager or, you know, whatever the head bank person is a black woman, right? Then there are 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12. Then there are 11 persons standing behind her. Well, there are 12 persons standing behind her. 11 of them are black, are women. 5 are men. You know, so to me, seeing this picture, this is important for children to see. And I know I always take it back to children. This is how Dr. Navigator is saying, you know, he always kind of takes it to, you know, the consolidation of the networks and, you know, how the other communities are panning together, how they are getting together and they are working together. You know, before I get back to this picture, I want to tell you something that I heard a while ago. It was about how Asian communities, when they come in and they set up these Asian restaurants and these beauty supply stores and all this and that, what they do, and this may be true or this may be false, but I heard that they come together and they put a pot of money together and they say, right, okay, here's this pot of money. We're giving it to you, person A. It's your job to go out there and start a business. And after you start your business, you're going to put back that money that you used to start your business. So you're going to go out and you're going to start a beauty supply store, okay? And the money that you get from your beauty supply store, you're going to put it back in here. And after that builds up, we're going to give it to you, person B. And person B, you're going to go out into the community and you're going to start a restaurant. And once your restaurant jumps off, you're going to put that money back into the pot. And then person C, once person B jumps off, then you're going to take some of that money and you're going to go start your own car wash. And then person D, and you know what I'm saying? But what they do, and just like Dr. Navigator was saying, what they do is they come together and they do this as a family. They do this as a community. And what is a community? It's a man, it's a woman, it's a child, it's men, women, and children. They do this as a community, and they see each other doing these things. And so they can say, you know what? Their children can see them doing it, and their children can continue on the legacy. So that's what this picture reminded me of, seeing C six black women dressed beautifully, professionally, seven black women, five black men. Our children are bombarded with, and maybe children just sit so close to my heart because I've worked with kids for a very long time, but our children are constantly bombarded by these same network shows and all these things that Dr. Navigator mentioned. They are constantly bombarded by false images, by, well, not even false images, but by low vibrational images of our people. They don't see pictures of these black people in suits, these black men dressed nicely and well in their black suits, these black women walking their natural hair in a professional environment. They don't see this as much as they see all of our favorite rappers and singers and other people on the television screen. Even though we all know, and even though we all like to preach, there are other ways and there are other things to do than be a rapper or be a football player. How can we truly say that if we are not showing them that? And remember, I wanted to make tonight's show about providing solutions to the issues. Next week, we're talking about media madness. So we'll get more into what Dr. Navigator is saying. We're going to get more into, you know, the TV and who's owning it and the people and what's on it and what's on our radio and what can we do about that. But, you know, a solution that I wanted to propose, we need to take over these things. We need to limit these things, and we don't need to limit it because it's, oh, TV is bad for you, or too much TV is bad for you, or too much radio is bad for you. We need to limit these things because they're not reflecting the people that we truly want to be. We cannot continue to have these uplifting and empowering conversations but not doing anything to change the lives that we're living. How can we say that we want to uplift our community? How can we say that we want to, but we're not showing our children better ways to live life? We're not showing our children that it's okay to go and be a banker. It's okay to own a bank. It's okay to manage a bank. They don't get to figure that out until they're like 30-something, and they've been out here wasting time. We need to be able to give them better choices, better options. We need to let them know there's so much more that you can be out here. And a lot of them don't figure that out until high school, but they need to start learning that from elementary school. And yes, we're pushing STEM. Be scientists, be technologists, be engineers, be mathematicians, be teachers. But there are things like this. Be bankers. You know, I mean, I guess we need music. So, yeah, if you are musically inclined, be an artist. You know, but be an artist that is sharing empowerment. Be an artist that puts money into the community, that supports the black businesses. And next week when we come back, I want to share, I wish I would have thought of this before the show started, because I really want to learn how do property taxes work. How does it work? Because I don't know. I don't even know. And everything that I see is just saying support the businesses in your community, support the businesses in your community. But like Dr. Navigator said, what can we do about this seriously if the businesses in our community are not owned, not completely? They might be managed by us, but they're not owned by us. You know what I'm saying? They're not family businesses. We're not seeing our people with the money to buy out a strip and put a farmer's market in there or start a community garden, you know?
So, Naomi, look.
I don't know. That's just my... Hey. Hi, Miss Elaine. How you doing?
I've been trying to cut in, but I was trying to let you finish your sentence before I cut it in, but I want to say something before we go off the line. And you asked a good question about you know, what was it? Why are we not getting it, or why are we not in it? What was the question? You just said the question, and I was trying to answer before, you know, why are we not in it? Why are we not getting it? Why are we not, why are we not building? Why are we not progressing? Why are we not this way? And I'm not even talking about the African-American community. The thing I just want to say is, first, there has to be a foundation. And I know you also asked this, what are property taxes? What do the property taxes mean? What does that mean? Why do we have property taxes? I can answer that, but I won't answer today, but I can answer it for you. Because it's part of the system. Up north, you have the property tax, which includes your sanitation and your water, whereas down here in the south, you pay for those things individually. But up north, it's paid all into, so you don't have an extra monthly bill. It's called greed. When we're talking about property tax, it's called greed. Though the thing first for foremost for all situations in any color, any race, any whatever, it's the foundation that we build. And if you don't build a solid foundation, we cannot move forward. What's happening is we start building this foundation, and then here comes that saw, and it cuts the top of that tree off. And guess what? It takes the longest time for that tree. You know how long it takes for a tree to actually grow? It's thickness until the foundation is secure a long time. But what's happening, we keep cutting it off, we keep cutting it off, and we keep cutting it off. And we have nowhere to turn and to go and to look for, because we're study clashing. There's the unity is there as far as tragedy happens, but the unity is not there building the kingdom. And I'm going to leave it at that, because we can take this all kind of different ways. But I just want to say on that, you know, what it is. And I love it. Everything was wonderful. Welcome all. Hey, Dr. Navigator. Hey, Sister Stephanie. Hello, everybody else. I didn't see who else was online. I'm going to sign off and chill out. Now I'm in love. Loving you back to the line.
All right, great. Thank you, Miss Lane. I'm gonna talk with you about that more. I'm looking up books, because you know this topic has really just shown me that I don't know how money works in the community, and I don't want to be on here trying to share the good word, and I don't really know what it is, you know. So this is something that I want to be educated on, and yes, guys, look. These conversations that we have on here, it's 9:49, so we're going to get off in a minute so we can all get in the bed and go to get ready for tomorrow. But, you know, these topics that we bring up, they're very, very important because we need the knowledge, you know. I know that one day we will pass and, you know, these things probably won't matter, and some people believe that you are reborn and, you know, you're reincarnated and all these other things. You know, whatever it is that you decide, how your life goes, it is important that you know what to do. It's important you know how to live in the world that you're living in. Right? So I just wanted to put that out there. Okay, guys. Well, Dr. Navigator, will you pray us out? And well, next week we'll be talking about media madness. So I really appreciate it if you guys come back. And next week I'll also be sharing with you some of the things that I've learned about the property taxes and, you know, all of that. But, I mean, Dr. Navigator, if you have anything else to say, you know, please feel free, because you have come with a lot of good tidbits. And a lot of the stuff that you're talking about is the media madness. That goes along with the topic of next week.
the consolidation of all the networks, you know. So if you have anything else to say, you can continue to build up on that or save it for next week. It's up to you. But, yeah, I would love to hear more from you. And if not, then just please pray us out, and we'll see you guys, or I always say see. We'll talk to you guys next Monday.
We'll hear you on Wednesday, Wisdom.
Miss Stephanie, you still with us?
What was that?
Lane, did you say something about Wisdom Wednesday?
I did. I said Wisdom. I said, we'll hear you on Wisdom Wednesday and Thoughtful Thursday with the Super Friends.
Okay. Well, Ms. Naomi, I don't have anything else on the topic for tonight, but, you know, it's been a great show. It was, you know, beautiful. I enjoyed it. I hope that everyone received something out of the show. Something. I hope it was just something, just a tad bit that just sparked your interest, just opened your eyes just for a moment, you know.
Right.
So, with that being said,
it's definitely been encouraging to me. No, I was just saying that it's really been encouraging to me. You know, because like I said, you know, just hearing the things that you're talking about, and you know, it's really prompting me to truly learn about these things. You know, so I just appreciate you being here to have the conversation with me.
Well, you know, it's an honor. You know, it's just I feel like, you know, it's an honor. It's God's will. You know, it's something. It's been a tool for God for me. You know, and it's an honor, man. And it's a blessing. It's a blessing for me, man. You know, to be able to come like this and to just, no matter what it is, it's not to be disrespectful or, you know, to overshadow someone or supersede someone's belief or whatever. It just come together to, you know, make a strong community. So I commend the Opta Network family. I commend, you know, the audience, the listeners, those in the chat room, anyone that have anything to do with it, because it's something positive. You know, we could be doing so many other things tonight that could be detrimental to a community compared to doing something that is productive, such as Opta Network. So, you know, it's a beautiful thing, and I thank you.
Thank you.
But with that being said, no one else have anything to say. I would just like to say, Heavenly Father, Lord God, we'd like to thank you for another opportunity to come together with you being in the mix, Heavenly Father. I'd like to thank you, Heavenly Father, for the topic. I'd like to thank you for those who brought the topic. I'd like to thank you, Heavenly Father, for those who made it possible. Heavenly Father, for all things that, you know, are possible through you. Heavenly Father, I thank you for giving us the opportunity to unite and join together for the betterment of our community, for the betterment of our youth, for the betterment of our future. Heavenly Father, so that you and your will shall be done through our, you know, diligent effort, through our deeds, that we can actually make a difference, Heavenly Father, that we can make awareness in someone, not just black community, not just white community, not just Asian community, but in all communities, Heavenly Father. For your holy hand, your presence can be touched and felt, and Heavenly Father, for the good of this world. Heavenly Father, for every day, every week, we see something that is detrimental, something that is deteriorating, something that is ungodly, something that is the work of the devil. Heavenly Father, because they are tragic events. Heavenly Father, but I do know with your will, with your help, Heavenly Father, that it can be attained, that there is nothing in this world not possible for the good and the betterment of the people with your ability, with your presence. Heavenly Father, and I pray that Opta Network, I pray that this network, Heavenly Father, is a tool, is an outlet, that, you know, your will shall be done through our, you know, effort. Heavenly Father, I pray and ask that you continue to be with us, that you continue to bless us, that Heavenly Father, you continue to show us the way, that you continue to give us the topics that would be more beneficial to the community, beneficial to our children, beneficial to our parents, beneficial to all as one. So, Heavenly Father, we can come together as one and have a positive reaction because we have a positive source, you, Heavenly Father. And with all that being said, amen.
Amen. Thank you so much for that. That was very powerful. Well, guys, that is the show. Dr. Navigator just gave us a brilliant closeout. I should have started the music as soon as you finished so it could just be seamless. But, yeah, guys, that's the show. Thank you so much for calling in tonight. And we will talk to you Monday at 9 o'clock, Wednesday at 9 o'clock, Thursday at 9 o'clock. And that's love to the mind, motivational love with Naomi Love and Dr. Navigator. Good night, everybody.
Good night. Good night.
Good night.
Good night.
Wonderful. Wonderful.
Miss Lang, what you doing?
Working. Where's the music? Oh, messy me.
Nobody online
anymore,
just me and you.
Okay, but we taking it.
Goodbye.